laid it over around the ward.
Okay.
Then I took it off and tied a knot in the string.
Oh.
In fact, I think a couple of three, I can't remember. But anyway, then I took that out and buried it. And well, he wanted to know where I buried it, and I couldn't, wouldn't tell him. That's part of the secret. Well, he said, "What did you say?" I said, "I can't tell you that either." Which I can't.
You can't.
Hmm. You're not supposed to.
Uh huh.
So, but then, you know, like I said, then when it was probably a couple of months later when I said, "Pat, how's your ward coming?" Because I wanted him to tell me that the ward was gone or something. And then when I asked, "Oh," he said, "Grandpa, that's been gone a long time already." And I said, "Well, then now you believe." And then, of course, his dad, my son, he kind of chuckles, you know. Go ahead, chuckle. I don't care what you do.
Uh-huh.
But it worked.
But so you, in your mind then, you said some verses.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a little.
Just a little line,
yeah,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it, would you call it a prayer?
Something like that, yeah.
It has religious connotations to it. A little bit.
Not really. No.
More magical, no, huh?
Magic, I would say.
Uh-huh.
It's something I can't explain, but I at one time, my uncle, I had one here, one of those bleeding wards, you know, that when you put your glove on, and he took care of it. And, a lot of times, especially with years ago, people have a lot of boils.
Yeah.
You know, and I know of one gal that had the boil and then the spot where you wouldn't want to show it to everybody. And of course it hurt. So, and of course he jokingly told him, "I can take care of it. I'll vouch for it and then go away." Well, finally got it hurt so bad that she had to let him do it. And he bloused, and it took about 2 days, and it opened up and it was all gone. So.
Now, where'd you learn it from?
I didn't learn it from anybody.
You mean your parents weren't browsers?
Mm-hmm.
Or aunts and uncles?
My uncle was, but you have to have faith. You make up your mind that this is going to work.
But you must have seen it a lot when you were younger.
Well, he did it. Yeah, my uncle did it. You know. But he never told me what he said either.
He didn't?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know if
old lady did, bro.
Yeah, and then we had an old lady in town. And years ago, I used to have a lot of ringworm.
Yeah.
And I had ringworm right on my cheek here and down. And it was bad. So my folks took me into town, and I don't know how old I was, 8, 9 years old, I guess. And I had to lean on a little chair like that. And then she broke with her foot, with her shoe. And she had nails in that stupid shoe. And scratched all off. No, but she mumbled something while she went across it. Took about 2-3 days and it started drying up and went away. I don't know why,
mm-hmm,
but it works.
Mm-hmm. But can you do it for more serious things?
Well, I guess nobody's ever trusted me enough.
Because nowadays you don't have boils, you don't have very many, you know, warts either,
yeah.
But how about like stomach aches and...
I guess I never, if I did, I'd do it myself.
Uh-huh.
No.
Then they get rubbed down with
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, you know, just like you older women, it didn't have to be older women. Years ago when the babies, they were colic,
mm-hmm,
you know, they take them and rub them down and you think they were going to break their arms.
I remember my grandma doing that.
And boy, I'll tell you, you lay them down and they went right to sleep. You know,
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of these old, he teaches at in the SU.
Clover Dance?
Clover Dance, you know, he wrote a book about it, and he's got a book about all this browsing and stuff.
Did he interview you?
No, but I've read his book already, or looked at it. And
I have too, it's very interesting.
Yeah, he's quite a...
Oh, I have a lot of respect for him.
Quite a sharp guy, and then, of course, his wife, Rosie, she's pretty sharp, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I read in his material is that a lot of times that the browsers, if that runs in the family, then, you know, you often find that there's somebody, a blacksmith in the family, that would have made iron crosses.
They did it. Have you ever been to Strasbourg?
Mm-hmm.
You should, I mean...
I will.
See, he had that, too, so... And of course, sometimes already when we've gone from Ashley to Bismarck, either going out west or something, and then we drove through that, through Hague, and I'll tell you, it's really something the way those crosses are made. I mean, it's, these guys around here now that claim they're artists or something, that's, they don't know anything about it, you know.
About that?
Well, about building stuff. I mean, with the different doves and leaves and everything, it's quite a deal. Mm-hmm. We drove by there and...
But you don't know anybody that made it?
I don't know of anybody, no. See, mostly there around Hague and through the Catholics did most of those steel. Uh-huh. First they were wood, and then they were steel. Mm. In fact, I read in a book where they could tell, no, it was on the tape, I guess, that I saw, videotape. They could tell the different ages, you know, not ages, but times.
Really?
How the, you know, years ago, they say that it was before 1900, the crosses were made out of wood.
Okay.
And then, another time, then they started going to, they made certain crosses and stuff for the cemetery.
And certain designs?
Certain designs. So you could all, Father Sherman is another one that's real good. And he, for an Irishman, he does a pretty good job for, and of course, he teaches in the Grand Forks.
He's got a good book out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's got some good books.
Uh-huh. He had a class that I would have liked to take.
So
yeah.
It's...
Well, that's very interesting.
A lot of these things.
How about marriage ceremonies? What, you know anything particular about them?
Well, I don't know. You
got married to church,
you
huh?
Just asked the girl to marry her, and then her parents and your parents got together, and if it was all right, then you went ahead and got married.
You mean the parents had something to say about
it? Well, yeah, I guess we did. I don't know why, but we did. We had her folks and my folks.
Don't they always?
I don't know, you know. What if they wouldn't have agreed?
Well, we probably would have gotten married anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. But no, of course, my folks and her folks, they knew each other real well. And
how many miles apart did you guys grow up?
About 5 miles.
Oh, so you went to the same country school?
No, not country school,
no.
But same church.
Oh.
We went to the same churches.
Uh-huh. So did you have a wedding dance?
No, we didn't.
It was Baptist now, right?
We just got married on a Thursday night, I remember. No, Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Some other friends of ours got married on Thursday night, and we went to that, and then Friday nights we got married. And
was there a reception at the house?
Like no, at the church, in the basement.
Oh, schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse, yeah. Well, that was, I guess that was the big building then.
Yeah.
Now it's not even, couldn't even have a clubhouse meeting in there, but.
What kind of food did they serve?
Well, kuchen and coffee and cake and whatever, cookies, I suppose. I don't know.
Any other German stuff that you know of?
I don't know if we didn't have any sausage or anything, did we?
Yeah.
Sandwiches. Germans eat good.
I know. How about Hochzeitschnaps?
No, we didn't have, we didn't have any Hochzeitschnaps.
Uh-huh. How about like your bride's clothes and things? Was there anything traditional there?
Not at our wedding, no. She had a nice dress and I had a suit, I guess, and that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So do you know of any people that had arranged marriages, or was that farther back in time?
Oh, yeah, that was a little bit before our time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, and I suppose still, Kupel are still in Dalton. And Cooper's one, you know, says, hey, I know this guy over here, he's got a daughter and she'd like to get married. Why don't you take your son over there? And I guess these Coopers got paid a little money for it.
Who's that now?
Coupler. They call them Coupler. Yeah, it's a coupler.
Is that how you spell it too?
Yeah.
C-U-P-L-E-R?
Yeah. See, in other words, a coupler would be, you know, to get two
together
and make a couple. And they call them the Coupler. In German, which would mean that they evidently didn't have a German word for Kupler. Well, maybe they did, I don't know. But But there was, you know, some lonely, hearted daughter was hired girl or somebody, and they would get them together and get married and live happily after it, you know.
Who were these Kuflers?
They were neighbors or some guys that didn't like to work. They'd charge $2-3 for Kufling, probably all they did. And the witch for water. Well, you know.
Were they the same people?
Well, a lot of them were, you know. Some of them were.
Really?
Guys that were, and they probably do a little brauching, and
okay.
So they had enough money for schnapps or whatever.
So that's all a little bit related, isn't it?
Yeah, it all gets together. You know.
A little bit magical is
what
the word I can think of, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to talk again about food. I'm interested in some of the food you. What kind of things did you have at home?
Oh, we had a lot of homemade bread and homemade sausage and gepfle and sauerkraut and strudels and pickled watermelon and whatever you could.
Whatever
food was good. Because you didn't have a refrigerator or a freezer or anything, so.
Yeah.
And the hams in the fall, you sucked them in the. In the grain bin, so after it was cooked and smoked, and that would keep for a long time out there.
Richard, your meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Canned chickens, and we had made ice cream once a week or so. And
once a week,
Well, I don't know, once a week. It was quite often.
Uh-huh. Did you have, a friendly neighborhood? Did people do things with other neighbors, or did they have to be relatives?
No, we did a lot of... I can't remember what game. I suppose that one game that we used to play, go to directed jail, Monopoly, and and they played Rook and stuff. You know, that wasn't supposedly they weren't the regular cards, but and then you played Chinese checkers and ate, and then we played some more, and went skating,
and
sang songs. A lot of times somebody get on the pump organ or the piano and play, and everybody'd sing.
Mm-hmm. That's good clean entertainment, isn't it?
We have, when I'm in Arizona, when we're in Arizona, I had my accordion along, but last year I'd just take my keyboard along. And we had jam sessions in the different parks. Every Friday night we'd play for 2-3 hours and get a whole bunch of them together. A bunch of fiddles and accordions and guitars and singing and
that's wonderful.
That's what I miss. Because here you don't get time in the summertime to.
Yeah. And you don't have the same group of friends either.
And these are, we had one, not last, but the year before, one of our guitar players and singers, she passed away the day before Christmas. She's about 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See all these young guys. And we had four guys, and one was from Oregon, one was from Oklahoma, one from Arkansas, I was from North Dakota, and this gal was from Illinois. And the name of our band was Four Hits and a Miss. There was four guys and this gal, so. But we just had a ball.
And people danced then?
No, most, they never was in, we have a small clubhouse. There's usually no room to dance.
Oh.
But
so
a lot of them would,
listen.
They'd sing and tell a few jokes or something. And
we just
had a
That's
terrific
great.
Time.
Yeah. How about a German newspaper? Do you remember German newspapers in your home?
Well, we've got, I think, the Staatsanzeiger or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I didn't pay much attention, because we had the local papers, you know, the Ashley Tribune and the Wishick, whatever it was. It wasn't the Star, it was something else.
Uh-huh.
And that was about the only papers we had.
Okay. Do you have any idea what of the United States culture that maybe caused the most concern in your family? I mean, I know that's before your time, but.
Well, just before the war, my dad, and this was back in the 30s, They had a lot of relatives over there. They had a lot of unrest over there. And my folks used to send a lot of stuff to Germany, you know, to cousins and
like what?
Old clothes and shoes, just about anything. And then I guess after a while they got so many clothes and stuff that then they started, they wanted, even sent some money over to them, you know, because during, you know, from the 35 on up, I guess, or something in the 30s, things were unrest over there then already. Mm-hmm. And my folks sent quite a bit of stuff over there, and my and other aunts and uncles to get together, make a page, and send it to Germany to cousins over there. We still, well, I don't know if we still have any. Well, I'm sure there's some over there, probably third or fourth cousins, you know, Germans and stuff over there. But I can remember when one time I know my dad always sent stuff over there. One time one of them wrote and asked if they have enough stuff now, could you send me some money? And my dad didn't go for that. He said, I haven't got any money either. So that was the end of that. And I think that kind of took care of the letter writing too, because once they didn't get anything, you know, they
no more communication.
No communication anymore. So.
Yeah.
Because they had to take care of themselves.
Oh yeah, right. Well, I guess one more question. How about your political views of your parents and yourself, I guess, when you were growing up? Who did you favor in government, I guess?
Both my dad and her dad, they were strict Republicans. They were always on the election board. And
they were, huh?
And if there was, and school boards, too. And if there was anything, you know, if they had anything for as far as committeemen or something, my dad was on, and so was her dad. And they were strictly, I don't know if they ever all voted, if they always voted Republican, but that's the party that, see, years ago you were one party or the other. There was no crossover in voting. If you were a Republican, you voted Republican, and that was it. Where now, you know, you can, you know, they cross over. You vote for the man that you want. Yeah. But those days, in fact, I was, even before we were married or after we were married, I was on the election board and sat up all night until 4 o'clock in the morning counting votes. And so I know a little bit about that, too.
Yeah. Well, Walt, this has been very interesting, and maybe I'll come back with some other questions. I think you have a lot of interesting things to share.
Well, I've been around the whole world.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.